This is the KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Although recreational marijuana stores have opened all over Washington since legalization, until today, there was only one in Seattle. At noon, Uncle Ike's Pot Shop was scheduled to open in the Central District at 23rd and Union. Our producer, Posey Gruner, is there and joins us. Posey, thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here.
So the opening of the first marijuana store in Seattle was delayed. Did Uncle Ike's open on time at noon?
It actually opened early. Ian Eisenberg, the Ike in Uncle Ike's, opened the doors at 11:57 for the first customer. He seemed happy about it.
Okay, so it's only been open for less than a half an hour. What's the scene like there?
Well, you know, friendly. It's a really sunny day. People seem happy to be here. The line is single file, kind of short. Maybe there's 20 or 30 people, and they've just been chatting and hanging out. We've got some tie-dye and hoodies in the front of the line and some loafers and gray hair in the back of the line. So it's a pretty mixed crowd, although mostly men, interestingly.
How quick is the line moving?
You know, they seem to be letting people in one by one. I'm looking at a security guard right now in sunglasses, and he's just surveying the IDs and letting people in one at a time. So it's moving pretty slow, but people are coming out happy. I've seen probably about 10 people come out so far.
Did they let you in for a peek, Posey?
They did let me in for a peek. And Tasha, one of the employees there, she gave me the sales spiel. She told me, you know, what I might want to try if I wanted to be relaxed, what I might want to try if I wanted to be active. And
now you're on duty, Posey. You're on duty, Posey. Just remember that.
You know, the caramels looks really good.
All right. Now, have you had a chance to talk to anyone who's come out of Seattle's second recreational marijuana store, Uncle Ike's Pot Shop in the Central District?
You know, Ryan Elbrecht was the first customer, and he came out. He came out just about 10 minutes ago. I talked to him previous to that. He's been here since 9 o'clock last night. He slept here. He showed me the peanut butter that he had in his bag. So his friends have been bringing him beers this morning, and he's happy about it. He came all the way from Florida. He's visiting, but he's decided that he's going to move here. So he by the way, bought the Snoop's Dream.
Now, that's been a bit of a controversy to have the pot store at 23rd and Union. Have you had a chance to talk to any neighbors about what they think about a pot store on the corner?
You know, when I got here, it's actually not very easy to find this store. It's sort of tucked back in a parking lot. So when I got here, I got some directions from some neighbors, and they told me what they thought about it. You know, he mentioned that he might come later. So he's actually pretty excited about the addition of a new business. He thought it was a solid business and that it might, he was saying, you know, maybe it would attract some food stores. But, you know, this neighbor did mention the concern that there's a church next door, literally right next door. I'm looking at it right now. And, you know, the store is open on Sundays from noon to 7. So there's a little bit of concern about how that might play out.
Posey Gruner, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ross.
Posey Gruner at Uncle Ike's Pot Shop, the second retail pot store to open in Seattle. It's at 23rd and Union. Three other retail pot stores are expected to open in Seattle in the coming weeks. By the way, pot sales in Washington State have totaled $18.7 million so far. $4 million of that has gone to taxes. This is The Record on KUOW.